This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it will no longer abide by any of the limits of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as the Islamic Republic and the United States trade hostile messages following the killing of a top Iranian general in an American airstrike. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded streets in Iran Sunday to walk alongside a casket carrying the remains of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. He was the leader of its Expeditionary Quds Force, which organizes Tehran's proxy forces around the Middle East. Iran's parliament opened with lawmakers chanting, "Death to America." Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said President Trump had committed a big crime. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
"We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers."
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament is calling for the expulsion of U.S. troops from the country in response to the attack. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Islamic extremists killed three U.S. military personnel on Sunday when they attacked a military base used by U.S. and Kenyan forces along the border with Somalia. The extremists stormed past a perimeter surrounding the Manda Bay airfield, destroying several U.S. aircraft and a number of vehicles before U.S. and Kenyan forces beat them back. The U.S. Africa Command says the three killed were a U.S. service member and two contractors. Two other contractors were wounded. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the pre-dawn attack on Sunday. Officials say at least 24 people were killed and 23 injured after a building in Cambodia collapsed, trapping workers inside under rubble. The seven-story concrete building collapsed in the town of Kep, about 100